This podcast is brought to you by Bloke in a Bar.
Yes, it is, mate. We are all done and dusted with the podcast royale now, and we are looking forward to Magic Round.
We are.
You know what that means?
What does that mean, Josh?
It means there's going to be thousands of people in the Caxton car park getting blokes down their throats.
Thousands of people getting thousands of blokes down thousands of throats.
It's going to be so fucking sick. Do you reckon there's ever been more blokes down blokes' throats? And women's throats as well in one place at one time?
Absolutely not. Guinness World Records were here, they'd be breaking that record. And there's not a place that I'd rather get a bloke down my throat than the Caxton car park at Magic Round.
No, it's the greatest place to get a bloke down your throat. So guys, if you want to get a bloke down your throat and you're not going to be at the Caxton, make sure you go to blokeinabar.com, put in your postcode on the store locator and find out where you can get some bloke.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK, which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Ooh, lovely. BBB Boost Week.
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
That's so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Beers.
Bloody brilliant.
Beers.
Bloody brilliant sport.
And welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Bluebet.
That's Klutz, I'm Das. We are the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook and now we bring you the conversations that you'd more than likely hear from the front bar of your local. And where are we this evening, Josh?
Mate, we're at the Caxton Hotel as always. It's been a hot and horny day. Just very excited to crack into this podcast.
Sorry, I left that fucking thing up a bit high. I was very loud. I didn't realise. This is our weekly sports show where, as always, we'd say, if you're here for a breakdown of stats and analysis, we'd ask that you kindly fuck off. I don't know if he's going to pick up that microphone, but we're joined by none other than Jack Cronin, Caesar's Palace. How are you, mate?
Good boys, how are you?
Mate, you're looking stiff as a board. Do you want to talk everyone through what's happening?
Yeah. Just good to be back from my mission, but
sit down, mate. Sit down. Now, what the fuck have we got here? A new addition to the studio.
We do. I said I came bearing gifts this afternoon. And after 4 years, I finally got my fan in the stand back from the COVID times at Canberra Stadium. And so if people don't remember, when people couldn't go to games, you could like order a cardboard cutout of certain things to be there. I got one of myself in an astronaut suit, which is still to this day my Instagram logo. And once fans could come back, you could go pick it up. So I sent one of my mates and it's been in his bedroom in Canberra for 4 years. But finally, with Ethan Strange re-signing, I've returned.
Did you have to pay for that?
I think it was like $40.
Oh, that's so worth it.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What a memento to have at the Caxton.
Do you know how much a cardboard cutout usually costs?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And do you know what this meant to the club at the time? Like during COVID.
I think it's so funny that it's been in your mate's bedroom for 4 years. Imagine the conversations he would have had with people. Like,
scary. And the bloke who it was, he would the type to do it as well.
Oh, so. Yeah. He would have done some sick things to that. Tell you what, I'm glad we don't have a blow light on that piece of cardboard because Jeez, it could paint a pretty picture.
If it could talk as well, it'd probably talk. Have some fucking hectic stories.
Yeah, it's probably never heard anyone root.
Yeah, yeah. How are we going, gents?
Very good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Are
you feeling super confident for a Raiders win against the Bronx after their stellar performance against the Titans last week, mate?
No, but we did what I said we would do. I said just get the 2 points against the Gold Coast at home and move on.
Very, very true.
We did, and God, we moved on.
Yeah, I actually didn't watch much footy on the weekend, but I was driving home from somewhere on Sunday arvo, and I had it on the radio on Triple M, and part of me was like, geez, I hope the Titans win this just so I can give
everyone,
shit.
The amount of crew chats that I'm in that just started popping off with like, oh my God, how's Crow? Like our fantasy footy chat started going off. I was like, if he loses this, we could see spontaneous combustion.
So I've actually got a fair bit of experience now with those types of losses. So I know, like, I have the process down pat, and I didn't see any of that till after we won, thankfully.
Is it like a six-stage process? Like, is it stage one anger? Like, do you go through those waves?
No, but I knew what was going to happen. I had my phone. I always have my phone on Do Not Disturb while the Raiders are on because I'm watching on KO. And
yeah, dude, like I had to mute our group chat of all our boys for that exact reason.
Yeah, so that's what I do.
Certain people like Eden Richards to just live tweet the game in our group chat.
Classic.
Oh my God, what a try. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. We get it. Your work so pays for Foxtel and you have cable at home.
Oh, what do you mean you're behind? I was like, oh, I don't know. It's just like the other fucking three or four years.
Yeah, I've KO like almost everyone on the planet.
Literally. Yeah. And also, I've been watching the footy on KO for the past 3 years. Like, this is not a new
thing. Also, fuck off, cunt.
Yeah, just enjoy the footy.
Well said. But I was watching Do Not Disturb. Once they scored in the corner, I was still confident that Kelly was not going to make that kick. So I was pretty rocked that he did.
Dude, you should have heard the Triple M calls. Maroon, he's like, there's not a hope in hell he makes this kick. Like, he's just bagging him. He did miss the kick just prior.
He played one just before from the same side, so I was like, no chance. It was his second ever career kick. Like, I was like, come on. But he made it. But then, so they made a line break in the second half of Golden Point. Brimson went up the middle, and this is when the four in charge happened. But I was standing at the TV holding the remote because when this happens, like, it just goes straight off. Like, I don't, no checking. Like, as soon as it goes over, it's off. It's like done. And I wouldn't have checked my phone for like 2 or 3 hours after the game.
Yeah.
So I would have been so angry. And so, yeah, so I just have to
distance yourself.
Distance myself from everything. But then, obviously, we had him right where we wanted him. Last minute of extra time, Strange down the sideline, Fogarty over the middle. And in the group chats, ha, ha, ha.
You fucking losers.
Yeah, good laughs all around.
I love that you stand there with remote in hand and will turn it off before something happens because you're 27.
Well,
that
like
is
not,
fucking hilarious.
Not before, as in, I'll see the kick go over, but like, I'm not watching
the pregame and shit.
Laughing, happy the Titans got to win.
Yeah, interviewing fucking the Brimson and shit on the sideline.
Like when we lost to the Panthers in 17, our most famous, so we're up 20 to 12 with 2 minutes to go and lost in regulation time. And
was that when Beto? Oh, no, sorry.
Beto was playing, that was a different game though. I believe Beto was playing. And
I believe Beto was playing.
Tyrone Peachey scored, and I literally saw as he was putting the ball down, it was off. And it wasn't on my phone for like hours. Went back to my phone a few hours later, and I had genuinely concerned messages for me.
I love how you say as well, I believe Beto was playing, like you couldn't name 1 through 17 of the side for the game.
Yeah, 2017, that was a dark, dark year as a as I've spoken about at length on this pod already, but
it's pretty funny talking about the Triple M call. Maroon, like the head caller for that game, actually wagered 36 prawn cutlets on that kick, like against that the kick was going to miss. And Wade Graham was like, I can't wait for these fucking prawn cutlets, by like getting stuck into it. It was quite a good
call.
That's
such a weird thing to wager.
Yeah, very weird. I was drunk. I was like, what the fuck?
Must be very tasty.
Yeah, but I didn't watch too much other footy throughout the weekend.
The Battle of Brisbane on Friday night.
Yep.
Yeah, it was great.
And I went.
Yes, that's right. You did too.
Yeah, it was good. I tell you what, there's some passionate Broncos supporters in Brisbane, aren't there?
There
was one bloke who was in the corner of, it was down the John Eels statue end, and he was right in the corner behind the dead ball line in a single seat with headphones. And I reckon every minute he would change from having the headphones on to taking them off. And it was just like insane. The cheerleaders were going around and these two young girls ran down to get a photo with the cheerleaders. And so did the dad, of course. I think it might have been a ploy to get his daughters down there so he could get up close and personal. Just a little suspicion that I had. However, this bloke in the corner was going off because play was on the left-hand side of the field. He's on the far right and he couldn't see it. And he's sitting back going, what the fuck? Just like yelling. I was like, This is the most passionate supporter I've ever
this
seen.
This is rugby league.
Yeah.
Well, I would hate to see him after a loss.
Yeah. Mm. Great game though. Great.
Yeah, the Brisbane Broncos. I feel just bad for the Finns with what's going on with the injuries. And it's just a shame because that game should be awesome, but it just, especially once Hammer went off, it just felt like the steam came out of it massively.
Didn't even know Hammer went off.
Until I've said it 100 times. I hate going to the footy.
Yeah, just, you'd miss heaps.
Oh, so much. I said, and I was like, where the fuck's Hammer? Someone was like, mate, he went off in like the fifth minute. I was like,
Like, I love going to the games for the atmosphere, but my takes are not polished at all.
Exactly right.
I've watched that.
Love going to the game for the atmosphere, to have a few beers with my mates, but in terms of actually enjoying the game that's being played. Like,
that game we went to at KO Stadium, the Dolphins Dragons game, I couldn't tell you who, apart from the Hammer scored lots of tries, I couldn't tell you a thing that happened.
Very hard to see from that deck. The sausage rolls are good, but it's hard to see from the deck.
But that was a great game. We were wearing Broncos shirts in a Dolphin supporter zone.
Yep.
Nice.
Shout out to fucking everyone who was basically just saying Clutzy's going to get his head punched in by Tom Dahl. Thought that was quite funny.
Oh, nice.
It is lovely.
Storm away, mate. Storm away.
That's it. Keep the receipts. The best as well was people who were calling you. They're like, oh, it's the guy from Alpha Blocks. I'm like, close, I guess.
Why are you saying I'm going to lose to Tom Dahl when you're saying I'm the guy from Alpha Blocks?
Yeah.
Like, interesting. Fucking tune in, cunt.
Yeah, tune in or just, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for listening. I copped a lot of hateful DMs as well.
Did you actually?
For having
for wearing a Broncos
having
jersey.
Having a Broncos jersey on.
You do get that.
I do not believe in wearing your own team jersey to another game.
That would be a mutual game,
Would be weird.
Magic Round allowed, otherwise.
Magic Round allowed. We were doing some stuff beforehand as well where I thought the Broncos jersey was appropriate for the content we were filming.
Correct.
So, there is a man in this room who was behind the white wall that certainly was giving me a bit of heat about wearing a Broncos jersey.
Yeah.
You know, I understand. I understand where it's coming from. But when content calls, content calls.
Yeah, so when content calls, people, the king answers.
Content above all.
Yeah, exactly. I am still a Melbourne man first and foremost.
Who are the Storm got this week? Roosters.
Roosters tomorrow night at Allianz Stadium. Predicted crowd of 16,852.
16, that's low. That Doggies game felt like Melbourne were in control for the whole thing. And then it got out, like, weirdly got out of hand. And then, but then stole it back at the death.
You know what it was? It's like an older brother toying with their younger brother.
Dad playing one-on-one with his son.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you get them and you got to make them feel like they are going to do all right. And then you just fucking steal it away because you know that you can always bring it back.
Yeah. A bit like us with the Titans on Sunday night. But
I was going to say, or it's like, you know, you got like your weird uncle who you're just fucking sick of his shit. And you're just like, you know, he doesn't have long left. The uncle's Gus Gould. Let's just fucking tear it away from
I was waiting for how you're going to connect
heart.
That in. I honestly thought that was a payout of Donnie for somehow. And I was like, well, this is going to be interesting.
No, I don't know. Donnie's tried to weevil his way back in, but I will not be mentioning him on the podcast this week. Except for that.
Unlucky about the Cowboys, bro.
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't have an opinion.
I did laugh at, there was one point where the Storm made, it was off a scrum. They made a break down the left and Coates put a kick in on first and it deflected out and it wasn't played out. So the Bulldogs got the ball and they cut to the coach's box and Craig is walking out of the, out of the box because he's just blowing up. You can see the edge of him like blowing up.
I think
because
Coates got that fucking sick try assist where he was being tackled out and somehow kicked the ball and I think someone jumped on it and scored a try and everyone was like, what the fuck? And he's done that 2 weeks in a row. So I think he thinks he can kick now.
Who do you reckon would be the coach you'd least like to get sprayed from in the NRL?
Bellamy.
Ricky Stewart.
Yeah. I was going to actually ask, like, out of those two, who it would be. But
I think Bellamy because
Wayne as well.
Yeah.
I feel like Wayne wouldn't spray you, but...
But or Des Hasler. A spray from Wayne would mean...
I was thinking Des Hasler.
Des is just a bit of a loon, though, I reckon. Yeah. Like, a spray from Wayne would cut
Ricky
really
Stewart?
Deep.
Yeah, like, you'd have to push
Ricky
him...
Ricky Stewart is personal. From all reports, he fully questions your manhood, as revealed exclusively by Luke Bateman on this podcast.
just another camera exclusive.
Yeah. Coach better. You know what I mean? I would hate to cop it from bellyache because it wouldn't be as often. Mm. I almost feel as though Ricky gives that many sprays that you would just almost become immune to it eventually. Be like, what are you going to do?
They both strike me as spitters as well.
Yeah.
Mate, Ricky would be clearing his throat every three words like he does in his press conference.
Yeah. I love that he's got beef with Des Hasler now.
Yeah,
fuck
and I hadn't realised they were mates because they were saying during the game that Des has... It was 19-6 over Ricky in their coaching career.
Yeah.
And then the stuff happened with the presser and I was like, oh, they must have a bit of beef. wouldn't be like out of character for Ricky to not like a coach who has one over him.
Yeah.
But then they were saying that the reason Dez approached Ricky is because they're mates from the night. They were on the 90s Kangaroo tour together.
Yeah, right.
So they're actually mates from way back and have a lot of respect for each other. And that was why Dez approached him. But then Ricky just told him to get
fuck off. Yeah.
Ricky
fuck.
Was just Rick Noble.
Yeah. He was fired up and it was good. It was good stuff.
I do love the passion from him.
Yeah. You can't absolutely, deny the passion.
Man. Yeah.
It's nice to have a coach who loves the club so much.
Yeah, it is.
Was there anything else from around the ground you wanted to touch off? Otherwise, I've got
I think the biggest thing at the moment.
Yeah.
It only broke today.
Yeah. But
James Shiller to the Knights. Caught me off guard.
Is that another BBB exclusive?
Nah, it was revealed today, but caught me off guard.
Oh my God. That is fucking
massive. Supercoach Chiefy, James Shiller.
Yeah, Cronin's favourite type
Cronin's
of headline.
Cronin's favourite thing. Yeah. Oh, you rattled me. No, fucking Fisher Harris going to the Wars. That is insane, mate.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, Adam Fanua Blake's leaving. Let's just replace him with probably the baddest motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another hyphenated name as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
They do love that over in New Zealand.
Absolutely.
Don't they? Yeah.
Jeez, what's they got at least three?
Oh, yeah, man, and
DWZ,
the rest.
CHT, CNK, like probably more.
Yeah, I'm just trying off to think. Yeah.
Yeah, Fisher Harris.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Fisher Harris coming. RTS. Soon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're, Fanua Blake. They've got heaps of them.
Yeah. Crazy.
Cronin.
But
Jack.
I think it's actually like a massive, massive get. And I think it's a reflection of where the Warriors are at now.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
in the past, and I remember Artie Sevier actually did a podcast with someone once, and he was talking about if he ever came to rugby league, he would want to go to the Roosters or Storm.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go to the Warriors because they weren't they weren't a great club and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think now with where the Warriors are at, you can see the Kiwis actually want to be
playing
part
for
of
them.
It. And obviously sell out crowds every week, but now it seems like the Kiwi players actually have FOMO about what's going on at the Warriors.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, that's huge getting Fisher Harris.
Fucking oath.
And I think the Warriors, like if they can really harness this and capitalize on it, they could be like a team like the Broncos where I remember there was a period where every time we had a good young player coming through, it was like, oh, they're homesick. They want to go back to the to
Broncos.
Brisbane,
yeah.
To play
yeah.
for the Broncos. And it's like the Warriors will get these Kiwi guys being like, I'm homesick. I want to go play for the Warriors.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
And they, like, imagine how much, with all the talent coming through New Zealand, imagine how strong they could be. Like, they could be a genuine powerhouse for years
just
to come.
Sick.
My worst nightmare would be Sean Johnson retires and Jerome Hughes all of a sudden.
That was what I said today in one of my chats. I was like, mate, Jerome Hughes might get homesick 2 or 3 years from now.
Fuck.
And Nelson.
Yeah.
Imagine Nelson and Fisher Harris on the same team.
Scary.
Probably just
murder
people.
He's out of favour, man.
Well, no, he's not because he's fucking back.
He also has a hyphenated name. He would.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He would. I don't know if you saw how Melbourne announced that he was back in the team.
Is that the wrestling?
Yeah,
the
wrestling Undertaker.
Team. The
so
Undertaker.
Funny.
The dead man.
Dude, I think I'd be legit more scared of Nelson than the actual Undertaker.
Fuck yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Well, one's an actor, so yeah.
One is an actor, and the other one is probably the most intimidating man in rugby league.
Yeah, true.
He's fucking huge.
Very true.
Big Nelson! I can't wait to hear that from Vossie's lips.
Anything else from around the grounds this weekend? Crow, did you have one more?
Just a few things, not all footy, but just a couple of things. Also, Klutz, I did want to ask, as our resident rugby man, what has happened to our beloved Reds?
Yeah, I don't know. Ill discipline. I tell you what, though, I've seen Harry McLaughlin Phillips twice this week now.
Twice?
Yeah, saw him at the markets on Sunday.
I didn't hear that.
I would like to say that I've never seen someone rep 3/4 length jorts and
like him.
But he fucking did
it. The other look
it.
Amongst young people these days.
Yeah.
Like, I can pull it off myself.
We're up at the coffee shop up the road at the barracks today. On the lookout, there was Ryan Smith, Matty Faisler, and HMP, and he was rocking them again. And I was like, how does this man do it?
Yeah.
He's fucking not doing hot. A Joey Johns type incident where you keep bumping into him.
Hey, man, you want to come on the podcast?
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
No, that's outside his house.
Oh,
imagine
my God.
Bumping into you here.
Fuck, you've caught me out.
Yeah.
Look, this is actually an official announcement that this podcast won't be back next week, at least with me.
Have to be in jail.
No, mate, I don't know. I just feel like the ill discipline has really fucked us. Like, we've lost
Tate and Fraser
for 3 weeks. Yeah. So it's like, good luck making the finals when we don't have our two best players.
And I read it. McLaughlin Phillips was going to be left out of the side, but I didn't double check today to see. But I saw it reported yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Would be off.
Actually, you should get him on for a chat.
Yeah, it'd be fucking lovely if he's keen. There was something in the rugby union world today, actually, that I saw. They are proposing a World Club Challenge in 2028.
Oh, cool.
Ah, cha-cha.
Eight teams from the Northern Hemisphere. I believe it's
So almost more like a Champions League.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool. I think it might That's be eight cool. from the English league, eight from the French league, six from Super Rugby, two from Japan. That's and then I think dope. There was another makeup as
it's
well.
It's like World League from Rugby 08.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. They're Bring talking about it and they'll do it every 4 years starting from 2028.
That'd be mad.
So the year after the World Cup. I think it'd be fucking insane.
Do you have the knowledge? Like, do you know, would a team like the Blues or the Chiefs or whoever is the best team in Super Rugby, would they be the best club team in the world, or are those European teams even stronger? I think they'd be very
close to it. At the moment, as you know, South Africa left Super Rugby.
Yes.
And they're over in that European comp now. They are consistently at the top of that comp, I believe.
Mm.
Like the Bulls and shit like that do well over there. So
much like their Queensland counterparts.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking oath. Horns up, baby.
I'll bring you in the Bulls stampede.
But yeah, like obviously New Zealand will do well. I think it's just like a different brand of footy that they play. Yeah. And I feel as though if they're on the international sort of stage in that sort of thing, maybe. Well, I think they're losing a lot of boys overseas now as well.
Yeah.
That's something that's starting
to happen. I saw one of the Barrett boys is going for a short-term loan overseas as well.
Yeah, for a one-year sabbatical next year, and then he's signed for the rest of his career at the Hurricanes.
Oh, cool.
One other huge thing in union this week.
You did send this through.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're getting rid of the ghetto law and just opening it up to saying, let's get the best cunts in the fucking world.
The whole world.
Who are Australians to come play for the Wallabies.
For Australia.
Liam Gill's music. I can hear it.
Oh, my God. It's just like, it just makes sense.
Good timing for the World Cup upcoming too.
You have a look at like, we've lost so many guys who are now starting for like
Sean McMahon was
imagine if they did it. Imagine if they did it for cricket. Like you could, if you didn't play Sheffield Shield, you couldn't play Test.
Yeah.
Fucked. We'd be so rude. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. The thing is that like, there are so many guys who haven't got a crack over here and they're freaks, but they're only 20, 21 years old.
Mm.
And they fuck off overseas and they've got some grandma who moved to Australia, but now you have fucking Irish heritage and you're a freak. So let's just get you straight into the Irish team. If you play 2 years for fucking Leinster Tigers.
Yep.
Like fuck me. We've lost so many good Australian players.
Yep.
To international. So it's just like,
and it's a bit of a it's such a stubborn like we're not letting go of our traditional.
It's so fucking private school, man. Yeah. And it fucks me off so much. It's like literally 60-year-old men going, oh, so where did you go to school? Who fucking cares, mate?
It's like you gotta earn your stripes at the Reds all this. And it's like, how about they can actually make money when they've got that short time frame to make money?
So fucking annoyed the other day listening to there was something that the Good, the Bad, the Rugby, the UK fellas put up. They were interviewing David Campese.
Yeah, he's always good for a take.
Mate, he did some great stuff for our nation as a player. And he's like, I've been cancelled in Australian rugby because all I do is talk the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay. And then they're like, so what would you do? He's like, oh, give me the back line for 1 year and we'll play Australian rugby and I'll show you how good we can be.
God.
I'm like, it's all you cunts who used to play in the fucking 90s that think you were God's gift to the world.
Yeah.
It's a different sport now. Yeah. Completely different sport. You don't play the same way. If we fucking played like we did in the 90s, we would probably lose.
We got to run it from inside the 22.
Yeah. Let's run it from inside the 22.
Bunch of like 60-year-olds running around.
Yeah, yeah, and let's just do one out running. Okay, David, people can tackle now, cunt. It's just, it fucks me off so much.
It's semi-professional. Like, it's a completely different sport.
And it's just, you know what? You know what the key contributing factor to all this stuff happening and we're moving in the right direction is we've got a man from Jeeps at the helm of fucking Australian rugby. So shout out to Daniel Herbert, you hot cunt.
And it's not long until Harry McLaughlin Phillips makes his Wallabies debut.
Yeah, exactly.
Things are falling into place.
Keep him going.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy. I keep seeing way too much of him just pop up everywhere.
Yeah.
There was a highlight tape from Mark. Yeah. It was like a highlight tape. This guy.
Through his bedroom window while he's taking a shit.
Mark, so I'm taking his bins out the other
side. If there's anyone that is connected to Harry, please tell him I'm not a complete freak. I am slightly, but not a complete one.
Yeah,
but there was a highlight tape that this fella, Ralph Noga, he does really good local rugby content.
Yeah.
On up-and-coming Colts prospects and schoolboy prospects. He's just got all this film from Harry from under-13s at BBC up to Prem Grade Souths last year.
Yeah, wow.
And it's just this step where he's just constantly fucking getting past people. I'm like, that's just pure good rugby.
Sex appeal.
I just love it.
Yeah. We love that.
Yeah. Was there anything else you have from
Randy Grants? One more thing. The IPL at the moment, obviously hitting its straps, but Travis Head made. Did you see Travis Head made 102 or 41 the other night?
Did I see him holding up his bat with his helmet,
with the helmet on top of the bat, which is awesome.
What the fuck is that about?
So funny.
And that game, funny. They made 283 and defended 260. Like 262 was what RCB made in reply.
Holy shit! Holy
some dooly. Of the scores have been obscene.
That's ridiculous.
That was like 14, 15, and
that's
over.
That's a fucking ODI score.
Yeah, I know.
280.
Yeah, 280. That used crazy. To be well above par back in the 90s.
Yeah. Lucky we're not playing 90s anymore.
Yeah. David Campese would have been stoked with that score.
Oh, I know.
But Glenn Maxwell, David. On the other hand, though, he made 33 from his six innings and then went to RCB and said, like, please leave me out because I'm going so badly. Like, three ducks. I think his second highest score was six. And so he's now taken a break and like left the squad.
I wonder if he still gets
Green's
his fucking...
also been dropped from RCB.
I wonder if they still get the money.
Yeah, they still get the money. Hell. But I actually think with Maxwell, him out of form now means he will have a great World Cup.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
It's so good for us.
Yeah. And this is what is hilarious is a lot of... So you see obviously flooded with Indian comments on all of these posts about it. But a lot of them hate the Aussies because we play so well for Australia against them.
Yeah. Yes,
but
okay.
Then we play in the IPL for their team suck. And they're not good.
Yeah.
And it's like, but I watched him destroy me at the World Cup. Like, what's going on? And so they're like, never ever sign an Aussie to
the IPL team. Surely that's intentional from us, hey?
I'd much prefer it.
It'd be like DCE carving up against the Broncos and then just stinking it up for Queensland.
Yeah, and there was a period where he wasn't great for Queensland. He was so hated because he was awesome for Manly, but not great for Queensland. But now he's awesome for Queensland.
And because he backflipped on the Titans.
Yep. Yeah, dirty cockroach, but now he's beloved.
Yep. One other thing I saw from the IPL, it was a clip just before, of one of our favourite Big Bash cricketers,
Spencer Johnson.
Yes.
And they kept asking him some different things about his bowling and all he kept saying was, I love bowling 150 kilometres on a hard wicket.
I'm sure I would too if I could. Yeah. Sounds
fun
as fuck.
He's just saying it's so cool, calm and collected. I was like, sick. You are literally bowling lethal grenades at people's heads.
Yeah, fucking
there was a guy bowling like 156 plus some Indian like
that's wild thing
like,
areas.
Yeah, young Jesus. Kid, which is crazy. That but is crazy. Being a bowler over there would suck.
Yeah.
You get, not at least a bowler's you get paid game. Massive coin, but you're getting carded.
Tonked. How does that feel?
Oh, mate. I can tell. That's why I say it sucks. Because it sucks. Yeah, it's a bad feeling. But I follow Spencer on Instagram. And sometimes I don't, like, I'm just swiping through stories. And I'm not looking at who it is. And then I see it's like Kane Williamson walking over with a coffee from and I'm like, oh, what the, like, he's just hanging out with Kane Williamson right now.
Yeah, it's fucking sick.
Crazy.
Shout out to Spencer Johnson, another love person we'd love to get on the podcast.
Yeah.
We'd have to get Crow on for that one for sure.
Oh, definitely.
You might have to keep me away.
Be the Luke Bateman all over again.
Yeah, worse.
A lot worse.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
So a story that popped up in my feed today, and it's a story that has been almost glued to my club for the last... I sent this to you since November 2022, this first came across my desk. And that is David Fifita to the Canberra Raiders.
Yep.
Now, the reason it's come up this time is because Zach Hosking, Supercoach Buy of the Year, is likely out for the season.
Supercoach fans crying across the nation.
Yeah, I'm pouring one
poor
out for
Supercoaches. Yeah. Don't worry about Zach.
Yeah, don't worry about Zach. Don't worry about Raiders fans. This is what the Supercoach guys need. Yeah. But yeah, so Zach is likely out for the season. They're going to rehab it for 2 weeks and then go from there. But it seems like he will be out. And David Fifita has a clause in his contract until round 10. If he doesn't like playing under Dez, he can negotiate with rival clubs and opt out.
Yep.
Now, at this point in time, nothing has happened between either, like, the Raiders haven't reached out to David Fifita, and David Fifita also hasn't gone to his manager and said, I want out of the Titans.
Hasn't said anything.
He said nothing. But anytime anything happens, whether it's the Titans lose a game, whether it's the Raiders start playing well, whether it's the Raiders have an injury, Brent Reed especially on NRL 360 or loves any it. Of these journos will just go, I know Canberra's sniffing around David Fifita. So, and because Fifita keeps having these clauses in his contract, like he toured Canberra facilities and met with Ricky in 2022. He turned us down, but then then Holbrook got sacked. So then he's off contract again because he had a clause in his contract. And now he's got another one. It's just, he just keeps having these clauses. So he keeps being available. And every time he goes, the Canberra Raiders might be close. And at this point, it's like, I think Beto's a better chance of getting the Sydney Sweeney than David Fifita coming to Canberra. So we were thinking, what are some things, as I've just given you one, what are some things that are more likely than David Fifita finally coming to Canberra?
I had one straight off the top, and that was Jack Cronin to get a run in the Queensland Bulls as the opening bowler.
New South Wales to win an Origin series.
Yeah, I had that one on there too. It was quite good. I had Clutzy's miso eating his ass.
Oh, well. Definitely not at the moment.
That's what I mean. Anyone who listened to yesterday's podcast will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Shout out to Fishers. Not of the not the DJ. Not of the aqua variety, the aquatic variety. Oh, I really wish I had aquatic fishes.
Yeah, not anal fishes.
Yeah. Both start with A, so you could call it
close,
an AF.
Close. Did you have any others, Crow?
Yeah, I had Klutz and Dice losing their fight at the podcast royale.
Boom.
Yeah.
I had Klutzy losing his fight at the podcast royale. I actually had Tom Dahl winning, but yeah, same thing.
Should we release the information you gave me today?
What information?
About the sparring.
What sparring? My sparring.
Oh, geez, you have a bad memory.
Yeah, no, I sparred today, bro.
About how you're not sparring in the morning. Why?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah go ahead.
If you wanted any more proof as to why you should back me at $2.40, I sparred a bloke at Darcy sparred the other week, and I actually do feel terrible about this, but I say that with a smile, which is fucked. I was sparring this man, and I landed a very good body shot, and Darcy went in this morning to spar against Lukey, as we said on the pod yesterday. And Darcy's trainer said he will not be sparring in the morning because Klutzy broke the rib of the guy that he was meant to be sparring. Yep. So I remember the exact shot as well.
It's happens when you hit with a bowling ball.
Yeah.
I can hear the fear in the upper bloke's fans.
We were like a similar sort of bit. He's a bit shorter, but he had a bit of weight behind him as well. So yeah, if you want any proof as to why you should fucking back me in this Potty Royale fight, I literally broke a bloke's rib in sparring.
Yeah.
So
$2.30 is fucking
Tommy Dahal.
Unbelievable.
Fuck.
Anyway.
Yeah. Tell you what, mate. Don't watch your fucking head, watch your fucking ribs, because that's going to hurt more, cunt.
Fuck, that's the first bit of chokes.
Exclusive,
exactly. I'm fucking amped.
The last time you went off about the boxies when you ripped into Tom and Eddie, it's like the best fucking numbers we've ever done on the show. So hopefully the trendsetters get a hold of this one.
Yeah, I tell you what, why don't I hear about it?
Oh, yeah. Anything for streams, though, Josh. Anything for streams.
Fucking oath.
You're happy to talk about fucking anal fishes yesterday.
Yeah, look, everyone has to put up with me talking about my ass issues, and you can put up with me talking about fucking belting someone's ass.
I had a few that have obviously just been ruled out there. Tom Dahl beating Klutz, New South Wales understanding Origin. The other two I had on my list was Magic Round leaving Brisbane. I think fucking absolutely no chance of that happening.
Oh, I tell you what, that definitely not. And if it ever did, I'd probably stop following the sport.
29 days or 28 if you're listening to this.
See today, 3-day passes sold out completely. Only single seats available for day passes. So
bang.
Let's
bang.
Freaking go.
Let's actually freaking go.
Yeah. That's what you want to say.
And the last one I had was me playing a game for Jeeps.
Well, you're lying to yourself. It's probably not going to happen this year, but it might happen next year.
No, I don't think it's going to happen this year.
You know what? If you're doing you're more likely to get fucked in a boxing fight than what you are playing footy on the wing for Jeeps.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
As a former premiership winner in sixth grade, it's piss easy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your injury list?
Oh, it's long.
He didn't do that in sixth grade.
Yeah. Yeah, actually I didn't. Oh, no, it was fifth grade the one time.
Yeah,
And then third grade.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Too high for me. I wasn't comfortable anymore.
Injuries don't happen in sixth grade. It's a myth.
Yeah, exactly.
Except pulling your hamstring when doing butt flicks.
Yeah.
I told a...
God, he said today, that's the second rib I've cracked. I was like, what was the first one when you fell on that cunt in sixth grade and broke your ribs? He's like, I broke three ribs.
Yeah. I was having a good chat with Herbie Farnworth today and
okay.
I was telling him about oh, we were talking about injuries or something, of rehabbing injuries. It's like, have you ever had an injury? I was like, I did my hamstring doing butt flicks. And he's like, you fucking what? And I was like, yeah, I did my hammy
warming
doing
up.
Butt flicks, warming up. He's like, that is fucked.
Yeah.
That's not good. I was like, well, that's why one person in this room is a professional athlete. And,
and the other place the other one's Dolphins.
An international swimwear model. So yeah.
We'll leave it up to you to see who's who.
Leave it up to you who's who. So don't mind what I get given.
It's a win-win. Did you have any others, Crow, on your list?
Oh, no, that's me done.
Clutzy, all done?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's.
I don't want to make too many outrageous claims about Jeeps this early in the season.
Yeah, I'm happy to fucking call out Tommy Dahl, but let's not make too many Jeeps calls.
I'm only going to see Tom Dahl once. I've got to see all these other cunts
true.
Also, Tommy's a great bloke.
Yeah, so he is great. There's no denying that.
Yeah, I had a good chat to him the other night, so we're very excited to touch tips.
All right, boys, I've got a bit of a hypothetical for you. Usually Crow brings these to the table, but I saw this post actually by Tripod Betting on Facebook, so shout out to him. But if there's $1 million on the line, one shot, and you've got to make one of these, what are you taking? A, an NBA free throw. B, an NRL conversion 30 metres out. C, a 1.5 metre putt. D, a penalty with an EPL goalkeeper. Or E, an AFL set shot 25 out. Which one are you taking for $1 million?
For $1 million?
$1 million.
With an AFL set shot, do you have the guy in front of you doing?
That's or a set good shot, question.
You don't have a defender in front of you, hey?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Easy to shank.
Yeah, but a 1.5 metre putt, I know.
That's my last.
Yeah, that's my last. 30 metre NRL conversion wouldn't be, like, stationary ball that's right in going, front.
I reckon.
I'm terrible off the tee.
I'm getting a sharpshooter. I'm putting on my white Madison headgear. And I'm saying inside the left post and I'm knocking that over. Just like my hero, Jared Croker.
Yeah.
30 metres is a lot.
You might have taken the free throw.
Yeah, back in the day maybe, but I'm pretty rusty.
Yeah. But a lot of pressure as well.
A free throw is one of those ones you just back yourself to make purely on heart.
Yeah. A lot can go wrong though, can't it, in a free throw.
Free throw would be up there for me. Same with, I actually reckon, like, I would make a pen, which is so...
Against an EPL goalkeeper.
I know, which is so, like, absolutely, like, it's so unreasonable to believe that, but it's just, like, I can see myself.
I get your notes. That's like me saying an EPL goalkeeper.
That's like me saying in my current form.
Keeps facing one way and kicking it the other way.
Exactly. He doesn't have notes on me. Like, Premier League keepers have notes on most pen takers.
That is
not
literally...
Me.
Right. That is literally like me saying that I would be, in my current form, the best NRL player at the age of 15.
I know. It's a ridiculous statement.
Jack.
I know it's ridiculous. No, and I'm acknowledging it, but it's just the human nature of a man thinking, if I was putting that ball down, I kissed the ball, put it down, I'm knocking that through and I'm taking my shirt off and I'm doing a lap of the field.
Mate, if you can't knock over a fucking NRL thing, which has a wider, like, you've got a goalkeeper.
Yeah, I'm saying I'll make that as well.
I reckon the thing with the NRL one is stationary ball. Like, I think that's huge. Like, a lot of variables with the drop punt, with the AFL, goalkeeper when never beating.
You know, this will sound fucked. I genuinely think I'd have more chance. My best chance would be doing the AFL 25. You reckon?
25, that's not far to kick.
25 is not that far
straight.
Out.
I think we should do a test for this for sure.
Your Eric Kids of the world who are spraying it all over the place.
Yeah, he's a fucking pro athlete.
Yeah, I know. I do think it's harder than you think. I'm also saying all of these, you know, it's ego talking really, but I probably couldn't. But I think the 30 out conversion would be number one.
Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to the coast, maybe Friday.
Oh, fuck, Friday, yeah. Yeah. We could have a crack.
Yeah.
I'd actually be very keen to try
something.
He's
so funny. Yeah.
Go down to Jeeps.
Yeah.
And then.
Because you could do the AFL
one. You could do the AFL. We'll just have to find out if it's regulation between from post to post, if it's the same as AFL. But also, I just back
the good thing about AFL is it doesn't have to make the distance either. Mm. Not that 25 would be an issue. Do you reckon 30 off the tee would be an issue? Surely not.
Not so much. But like, if you overthink it, it's very easy to shank with positioning.
Yeah, you can pull that.
But I think you'd be all right with your soccer background.
I'm backing myself. Like, I almost reckon I could go 9 out of 10 from 30 out right in front.
Oh,
maybe 8.
Wow.
Yeah. You'd hate that one to be the fucking one that's worth $1 million.
Yeah, I would also be similar, I reckon.
All right, so one last time. $1 million on the line, one shot. What are you taking?
30-minute conversion.
30-minute conversion?
25-meter drop punt.
Interesting.
Would a EPL keeper be good enough to jump after I've kicked it?
Yeah, bro.
Or would they be guessing?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Because it's not like...
They don't guess, though. That's from your body shape and shit, like...
I don't know, mate. I think they have notes on these pen keepers, on these pen takers.
Think about, we've talked about this before, about how like the best soccer player that we've ever seen from school would not even fucking touch the shoelaces of your fucking EPL keepers. You know what I mean? Like,
shout out Macklin Freak actually had a massive save for the Raw in the 90th minute, a week or two ago to save them.
Yeah, and he was a freak in school. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Freak by name.
he was. If I fucking play with him, claim to fame for me there.
Yeah, nice.
I reckon you're fucking delusional. I reckon
I'm also. You know,
I could almost save a pen from you.
You know, I've never played soccer before. Like, a lot of kids played soccer before they played rugby. I've never played soccer apart from lunchtime at school. Yeah. So I'm absolutely delusional.
I reckon I could
watched the movie Goal as a kid and I have a dream. That's about it.
I almost reckon I could say if we both had 10 shots, mine's at 30 meters out right in front, and I was goalkeeping you for a pen, that I would get more in than you.
What about if we did a pen shootout against each other? Because I'm quite tall. I'm like Tim Krul, the keeper from the Netherlands, who's a pen specialist.
You're giving Mark Schwarzer vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, big who's the other Australian? The Spider, they called him.
Oh, yeah. The one who got us. Wait, you know the guy who got us to the World Cup?
Red Dog?
Red Man.
Yeah, Red Man. Yeah. The Wiggle, the grey Wiggle.
Yeah, the Wiggle.
Yeah.
I give myself Michael Theoklotos vibes, I think, from the Raw back in the day.
I think you've got as much chance of scoring a pen against an EPL goalkeeper as the Raiders do against the Broncos this weekend.
Well, we'll see. Maybe both will come off.
Well, we're doing a bet for this game.
I forgot about it, but we could do.
Interesting.
Maybe we'll put a post up in Frothy, say what we should wager, Jack and I, on the game.
Might have to spend a night with this guy.
Fuck, I hope the Broncos get rolled. All right, before we get into our tips for the week, Crow's obviously going to tip his crowd attendances, but mate, how'd you go last week?
Yeah, so I should have raised this off the bat, really.
Yeah, we should have,
I was at work today, I did also listen to your podcast with our dear friend Lukey, and I think you said I was about 20 people off for the round.
Yeah.
It was five.
Oh my God.
That is fucked. So total attendance for the NRL
round six, I said there would be 162,819 and there was 162,824.
Holy shit.
So for your maths people out there, that's negative 0.0031% off.
For your maths people.
Less than one person.
Some people might not understand that.
This is in my spreadsheet, by the way, that I have for
honestly, it's a running total for the whole season by the end of the season.
Yeah, so I've got them all. Like, it's all there. But I was copping some serious hate this week because, the Broncos-Dolphins crowd, I was shocked by it. 46,000.
You thought it'd be a sellout,
I didn't think it'd be a sellout, but I thought it'd be at least 48 to 50. I was pretty shocked it was 46. It was one of the, not every game does it, but sometimes the crowd comes up on the scoreboard for Fox League and like I audibly gasped when I saw it. I was like, that's massive. But yeah, so I had a bit of a tough round in the game by game. Still 13.97 variance per on a game by game average, which isn't too bad. But I was taking some big licks. And then when I came back with that 0.0031, I was kind of talking
take
a bit.
Take that, you fucking scumbag.
So, yeah, we'll see what's in store for this week. It's an interesting round because we have Eels in Darwin and Panthers in Carrington Park, which I think is either Bathurst or Dubbo.
Yeah.
But a couple of
are they playing the Tigers?
World. Yeah. Yeah, it's in Caesar Bathurst. Caesar v. Schneider. Get ready for that.
Oh, my God. And that's last time they played in Bathurst was when the Tigers beat him.
Yes, last year. Same win. Venue. Oh, my God. Pizzling rain that day.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got some great fucking narratives this week in rugby league.
Okay, well, let's kick it off tonight, Thursday night, the 18th of April, Roosters versus Klutzy Storm at Allianz Stadium. I'm back in the Storm.
Oh, back in the Storm. Big Nelson's back, baby. Big Nelson is back.
Nice.
What are you going to say here? Because Sam Walker is not playing in the halves. Yes, Connor Watson is in there, but who fucking cares? Melbourne are coming out and they're going to stamp their cocks all over.
Stamp your cock.
Stamp your cock all over. Yeah, it's... big lightning bolt on the fucking shaft. You got it at kick-ons and you're going to fucking imprint it on every Sydney Rooster player's forearm.
Sure. What's the crowd prediction?
22,305 is the crowd prediction. The actual game, I've got no idea. I realized last week I'm 1 from 5 tipping the Roosters this year.
Yeah, nice.
I can't get them right. Yes. So I think...
stick to what you know.
I'll go Storm, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Klutz.
Jesus.
Lol. Friday, the first game at Wind Stadium Wollongong. I really want to go to Wind Stadium Wollongong, actually, yeah, after going to the boxing. Yeah, it looks fucking sick.
Sick stadium.
We've got the Dragons.
Should be windy.
Dragons playing the Warriors.
Oh, I'll be going the Waz.
Yep.
Up the Waz.
Terrible record at Wind Stadium, apparently, but who cares?
I never understand that shit.
Yeah, who cares?
They're in a win-now mode, though.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are. That, I think they win in front of 12,117 people.
Just fuck to be precise. The 8 p.m. game, the Parramatta Eels versus the Redcliffe Dolphins at TIO Stadium in Darwin.
Yeah, look, I'll be taking the Eels here, I believe. I just think the Finns are quite undermanned at the moment.
Yep.
They do have a team that will still do a job. I'm keen to see how Trey Fuller goes for them at fullback. An exciting prospect who's been plying his trade for the Redcliffe Dolphins for years now. But I just think they're losing a bit of star power. Eels to win this one.
Yep, I'm backing the Eels too. Crow, how's your prediction for Darwin work?
Just a little bit of research. 11-5-09 is sure. what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Back
and I think the Eels win as well.
So yep.
I think they're running on dull fumes.
Fair enough. This next game is the game we were just talking about. The Panthers playing the Tigers in Bathurst. Panthers $1.18 favourites. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going the upset. Fuck it. I'm going to tip the Tigers.
You guys both called Eels over Cowboys last week.
Yeah, you know. Just
shout out to you. So I had that in the back of my mind.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you what else I tipped.
I'm pretty
sure
I tipped the Cowboys.
No, you guys, on this pod, you both went Eels.
Oh, cool.
I think.
Thank you.
I think someone can check that. I won't.
Yeah, I won't be either.
No. I don't want to check it at all.
I thought about today going back through every show we've done and like collating our tips and having a running total. And I was like, there's five episodes or whatever. I can't be fucked.
Yeah.
No, I've actually been pretty average.
I'm tipping the Tigers. Fuck it. Stranger things have happened.
Oh, Jesus. Lachlan Galvin's back. He's probably going to be in for a big game against the Penrith Panthers. Jeez, they're going to send the big boys at Lachlan Galvin all night, you'd think.
He's tough, though.
He is tough. I'm going to go the Panthers here. I've enjoyed tipping the Tigers for an upset, but I just think the Panthers
unless
it's a rainy night. If it's pissing down rain, the Tigers will win it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if it's a nice night, Panthers.
All the Tigers crashed back to earth a bit on the weekend, unfortunately. Yeah. I'm going Panthers and 11,927. A full house at Carrington Park.
The line is 13.5 for that game.
That's grim. I don't think it'll be that big.
Yeah, I like that line bet. The 5:30 game. What?
This game is fucked.
Titans versus Eagles.
I saw
that
clip,
was funny. The clip from Hello Sport. That was awesome.
Oh my god, Eddie's just dreading this game.
Yeah,
that was me with the Raiders playing them last week. You never want to play the bad teams.
Yeah, especially when they're nearly.
It's like when you play them in Madden. I don't know if you ever played Madden.
It's
where
just like
right
that,
now, there's a hot and cold like feature, and whenever you play the cold team in Madden, you lose all these.
I do hate playing the
your
snow
players.
On
yeah, no. There's like a new feature on the new Madden.
Cold. I thought you meant the snow.
So if a team's like on a like a losing streak, it's cold, and it negatively affects your players being like, your players think they're gonna win, so they play with -5 morale or something.
Does Madden
like
still
that.
Have the thing where if you're playing badly, like your routes get all fuzzy and stuff?
Yeah,
that always threw me off the line.
I hate it.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
I just never play bad though, so I don't have to experience that.
My dashboard.
Shout out to
often,
CJ Stroud, my quarterback for the New England Patriots.
I'm tipping the Seagulls.
I'm tipping the Titans here.
Wow. The Titans.
Des Hasler against the Seagulls.
They're not far off the Titans. They were close.
Yeah, they were close.
Against premiership favourites, the Raiders.
Yeah,
AJ Brimson in at 6.
Yep. They actually fell into a few good things against the Raiders. Like they dropped Tana Boy, they brought Kampa Era back.
Yep.
They are getting closer, but I think Seagulls too much class.
What do we think about Philip Sammy at fullback?
Weird.
Very weird. Most important question, Jack? How many people are going to be
12,152.
Yeah.
Titans going to be struggling for a crowd at the moment.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Fucking oath. The fucking game of the week, the Broncos Raiders Suncorp Stadium.
Yes. I think the 10th place Broncos are going to have an upset against the 3rd place Raiders this week.
Me too.
It'd be brave of them to do.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to back the boys to get it done.
The Raiders. Yep. The Durs.
On the back, it's spurred by the re-signing of Ethan Strange. And just with a lot of naysayers this week, really ripping into us after Sunday night.
Yep.
And I think we'll come out with a point to prove.
Sure.
Hopefully defend a lot better than we did against the Titans or we'll get pumped.
Yeah.
How do you think they'll combat the loss of the Supercoach point of difference best buy this year, Zach Hoskins?
I fucking actually rate Zach Hoskins.
Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah. He is good, but we've got great depth in the forwards. Adam Mariotta will shift to the edge and we'll bring in Simi Sasungi.
One of our depth back rows. Good player, Simi. Rated 396, so or 395. So yeah,
I think
they'll do a job.
Crowd prediction
33.469.
Yeah, Brisbane turn up when the Broncos are on. They'll be on. So Sunday 2 p.m. Bulldogs Knights. Give me the Knights. Of course,
I'm going the Knights. It's a fucking coin flip at the moment because who knows what either team's going to produce.
Yeah, not I. But yeah, give me the Knights.
Yep. Knights are a big game for the Dogs because the Knights beat them 66-0 and then 42-6 in like very close succession last year.
Right.
So they'll be out to exercise a few demons, I think. And a core at 2 p.m. on a Sunday. Yuck. I've got 13.256.
Yeah, nice. And this will be actually a very good game to round out the round. The Cronulla Sharks versus the North Queensland Cowboys at PointsBet Stadium in Sydney.
Todd Payton's got a massive fucking cow prod and shoved it up the arses of the Cowboys at training this week is what my prediction is.
Lucky
and
boys.
I think they're going to come out and absolutely pound the Sharks.
Sure. Big. I'll ride with you then, Josh.
I was listening to the commentary on the Cowboys-Eels game the other day and all the commentators could keep saying was the Cowboys have the best attacking potential in the league this year but just have periods of the game where they shut off and become the worst team. However, they're always in it because of how good that attacking prowess is when they click. So I feel like they're really going to work on those extra effort sort of scenarios in training this week and come out and just put together their first full 80-minute game of the year and really shock the Sharks and show why the Sharks shouldn't be the number one team in the NRL at the moment.
Yep. Mm. I'm tipping the Cowboys too.
True. Yeah. Cows for me, they're a bit like Taylor Swift, too many errors in them, and I'm going with the Sharks.
Nice.
And I'm going 11,967 at PointsBet Stadium.
Yeah, respect.
Jesus.
Yeah, but no, the Cowboys for me, I've backed them most games this year, but now they're that team, like prove it to me again.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone off. Yeah. Two good teams you played this year. I'm not even calling Parrot that good of a team.
Yeah.
You've been rolled. Respectfully, 41-8. but yeah, so I'm saying prove it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much all we got time for this week. Thank you for tuning in. Jack, thank you for coming along and a nice gift to the office up here. Cool.
Enjoy it.
Quite appreciate it.
Don't vandalize him.
Yeah, maybe that can be like a tourism attraction for Magic Round, maybe.
Yep.
Come find Crow.
Yeah. Jeez. It'll be huge. They'll get the punters frothing.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share. But we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK,
okay.
Which stands for Boost Week, basically.
Ooh, lovely. What's BBB a Boost Week?
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
We're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.